You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilkins bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation. Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. We greet and welcome all of you folks wherever you are at. If you're out in the car listening to the program, maybe some of you are on the internet, so we just hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. We're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1, and Pastor Don and I co-pastor a church here in Stuart, Florida that we have a little over 22 years now, and God gave us a name way back, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. What an incredible name for a church. Didn't realize at the time how important it was, but we know today how important it is because God has a word of eschatology for us to understand, but also He has a now word for us today. He wants us to move into that realm. And so God's moving people in a great way. And the prophetic word is so important. And we know that Paul talked about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, how important prophecy was to encourage, exhort, and comfort people. And even those that are sitting around listening to a prophetic word going out to an individual or to a group, we can learn and be encouraged from all of that. And so there's a double whammy here. We have word of eschatology and also a now word. So we're honored to be here with you on another Saturday. Here we are. We're into the spring of this year. You know, the time's moving along, and so I hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. And we're going to do some teaching here today. And if you would like to get a copy of what we're going to talk about, we're willing to give you a CD or a tape, whichever you want. So all we ask for is a love offering, and you can make out a check. Make it out to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, and that's in Post Office Box 413. That's in Stuart, Florida, and our zip here is 34995, and we'll be glad to get it out to you. Just give us the date and what you want, and we'll get it out to you. So we're honored to do that with you because we do a lot of teaching. This is why the program's called Raising the Standard. We want to raise the standard in the body of Christ. And so some interesting things has happened here this past week here, and this week we're in right now, and I think there's some things we need to talk about a little bit, especially about Israel and all. So we'll venture into that, but I know that Pastor Don here has some announcements to make because we got Passover coming up. We're going to have a Jewish Seder, aren't we, Pastor Donna? So you tell them about it, and I hope you can be a part of it if you want to. There's no charge for it. All we ask for is will be a basket there. Whatever the Lord would tell you to put in the basket to help defray the cost would be wonderful. So we don't charge $30 or $40 like a lot of places do for a Seder, okay? And we know you'll be blessed. We've done it many years, and so we're looking forward to doing it again in Yeshua's name. Right, Pastor Donna? Hallelujah. So anyway, we're on this program every Saturday for a whole hour from 12 noon until 1, and we hope you can stay tuned in for the entire program. One thing I might mention up front, I haven't done this for a long time. By the way, I'll give you the phone number right up front here. Our phone number here, if you want to talk to us, is area code 772, and that number is 285-7007. So one thing I might mention up front, we usually don't do it until we get near the end of the program. I have written a book called the Prophetic Calendar, and also it's called The Pictures of the Messiah, that I did a long time ago. My wife made some beautiful charts in it to show you the timeline and all that, because everything revolves around God's appointed times. And so it's got a lot of lessons in it, and we cover all the seven appointed times that God put in place. in Leviticus chapter 3, and or 23, I should say, and not only the historical aspect of it, but the prophetic aspect of it, and it's about your Jewish roots. And so, you know, we've been robbed, really, if you think about it. Most Christians have been robbed of their Jewish roots, because very few pastors talk about the Jewish roots and the significance of all of it. And so I wrote that book a while ago, and we've sent a lot of them around, some around the world, different places. We've got some pastors who are teaching in their churches and all that. And so if you'd like to have that book, well, all we ask for is $25, a love offering for it. Okay, maybe about $3 for shipping and handling. We'll be glad to get it out to you. So, you know, if you write a check for $27 or $28 and mail it to that address we gave you, it's Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, Post Office Box 413, Stuart, Florida, and the zip is 34995. We'll be glad to get it out to you. So we had an exciting week this past weekend, and we passed it down. We had Dr. Bree Keaton with us for a seminar class on Saturday, and then she was with us on Sunday morning for two meetings with us, and so we had a wonderful time with that, and we had a good turnout. A lot of people came, and we learned some things, because she's walked in a lot of realms, and she ministers to the pygmies over in the Congo, and just blew me away. When she went over the first time, she thought there'd only be a few tribes, but she found out there's lots of tribes, and as she mentioned on Sunday, I think it was, that approximately 60,000 pygmies have come to the Lord since they've been going over. Isn't that incredible, Pastor Don?
That's incredible.
And every time she preaches the gospel, they all hold up their hand. They want to receive Jesus. Wouldn't you like to see that in America?
They all pray the prayer.
They all pray the prayer and come into the kingdom of God, and they're excited about it.
Wow.
Because they don't have much hope over there, but see, they have hope in Christ now, the hope of glory that's in them now. Hallelujah. That's what's great. So we had a wonderful time with her and all. And so here we are now. We're almost up to Passover. So, Pastor Don, tell them what you want to tell them about.
There's going to be a lot of pygmies in heaven.
That's right, a lot of pygmies in heaven.
And, you know, she's also into dangerous land, because there's cannibals over there.
That's right.
And some people, you know, they try to catch those pygmies and...
And they eat them.
Eat them. Yeah,
that's right. They kill them and eat them.
So,
it's incredible.
A lot of pygmies are going to be in heaven, so thank God for her. And, you know, you can go to her website, just Google Bree, B-R-E-E, and Keaton, K-E-Y-T-O-N. And you can go and you can see pictures of the thousands of pygmies.
That's right.
And perhaps the Lord would have you to help her, because this takes a lot of finances for her to go
to
over
make those
there
trips, yeah.
To take for medicine and for to have a team and, you know, and all the things that it takes to build little places for them. She takes mattresses over for
she
them.
She knows all kinds
of things, you know,
yeah.
To be able to help them, because they live in the jungle, you
yeah.
know, and she tries to set them up in villages and houses, little houses, and, you know,
it's great.
It's just really, it's marvelous ministry.
Yeah.
So I'm sure she can use a lot of help, because it's tens of thousands of dollars every time she goes over there. So we were blessed to have her, and we do have her approximately once a year. So maybe next time she comes, she's very prophetic and is up on the times of the season and what's going on.
Yeah.
And she's very informed, praise
right.
God.
Amen.
So we're blessed, and we're also blessed to have, and you talk about Jewish roots, but you know, I think about them as we're grafted in.
That's right. They're really God's roots, aren't
know,
they?
They're God's roots.
Yeah.
And we should know the ancestors, because we came from someplace back there.
Way
and
back.
She taught on that, you know.
Yeah.
How the people that they left in the areas and they were scattered, like the Bible says, and
yep.
they went, you know, into Europe and they came into America. So, you know, someplace back there, we have some Jewish roots that you call
sure
them,
do.
But I call them our ancestors.
Our ancestors.
And to know how God used the Jewish people to bring the law to Moses and to establish Israel as the place, it's the place in Jerusalem, and Jesus and God spoke to us about we need to pray for the peace
it's
of Jerusalem, and we
just
need
like the
to
Bible
be,
says, yeah.
we need to be unified with Israel
mm-hmm.
and unified, and I know you're going to talk about this, unified with the government there, because it's a free government. It's
That's
not
right.
like these other countries that are surrounding Israel.
Dictators. yeah.
That's right. That want to wipe them off the earth. Their goal is to destroy the Jews. That's been the goal all down through history,
sure.
is to destroy and wipe them off the face of the
earth. The only democracy in the Middle East is Israel.
Because they come, they want to do that
yeah.
because they come against God. But you know, and if we look, that's the plan of Satan. That's Satan's
that's
plan, because Satan was fallen. He's a fallen angel. He was
the leader of the clan,
leader,
wasn't he?
That's right. and he led a rebellion in heaven.
That's right.
You know, sin originated in heaven, didn't it?
Sure did.
And so, of course, he was thrown out and lost his
position?
Place of authority. Mm-hmm. That's right. He had a place of authority. And so he hates
us.
He hates us and because we love God. And
that's
so
right.
He hates the Jewish people because God used the Jewish people. Actually, even when God spoke to they weren't called Jews way back then, you know. Abraham, he was the first one that was called
Hebrew. Yeah, way back.
And where did he come from?
Mm-hmm. From the Ur of the Chaldees, which is what we call Babylon today. Mm-hmm. That's where he lived with his family, yeah.
And we can go back even further and see where he came from. Well, you know, we all came from Adam and Eve.
Somehow.
People don't believe that, but we did. We all came from
We're connected
Adam.
Somehow, aren't we?
So we're connected. We have that connection. And especially when we get born again, we realize we do have a spiritual connection because
Hallelujah.
We go back. See, we have the promises of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
That's
we
right.
have the promises of Adam and Eve. You know, they disobeyed, but, you know, when we come to Christ, we want to follow what the Torah says, what
right.
the Bible says.
They failed, but they were restored, weren't they?
And be obedient, because if we're obedient, we'll be blessed.
That's
so
right.
that's why we need to know the history of our ancestors, you
that's
know,
right.
and how God set things up in the beginning, because how he sets things up in the beginning, we'll understand how he's going to finish the story, I'd call it a story, at the end, how he's going to finish the things in the world and how the earth is going to come to come back to that fullness of glory where, you know, there's going to be that millennium reign, which could be pretty soon, could be anytime soon, you know, that could be starting. But we're in a generation way, 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 way long from Moses or even Yeshua, over 2,000 years.
Almost, yeah.
Yep, since his birth. So, but we need to go back and understand what Passover is all about because Yeshua fulfilled Passover.
Sure did.
See, the Passover wasn't fulfilled until Yeshua did it with his disciples and he explained to them. And so we need to understand, not a Christian Jesus, but a Jewish Jesus.
Amen. Yeshua.
He was born a Jew. His name was Yeshua. Yes, I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying Jesus or Yeshua. I like to say both. His name was, this way people understand who you're talking about. His name, yeah. his mama called him Yeshua.
Yeah, because there's no J in the Hebrew language.
That's right. There's no J in the Hebrew language. So that's another thing that's brought back is the Jewish language. They tried to destroy it.
Amen.
Well, now it's even Christians, even us, we're trying to learn the Jewish language and the alphabet. And there's so much prophetic things to know just about the Hebrew alphabet. So we need to get back to our roots. I just call them roots. We need to get back to these roots, you know.
That's right. And God gave us in the beginning.
And understand what God has said. And why is God, why is there going to be a blood moon even this coming in
Passover.
April? Passover. Mm-hmm. Why is there going to be a blood moon on the full moon? It's full moon. It's going to be a full moon and it's going to be a blood moon. So, you know, God talks about that, doesn't he? About the signs in the heavens and the sun and the moon and the stars. So we need to get back to these things. So if you'd like to come, last year we had a lot of people. And so far we already have a good number that
signed
have signed up.
So
if you would like to come to that Passover Seder, I'm going to give you the phone number in just a minute. And it's going to be on a Saturday. And it's the 15th, the full moon.
On the Hebrew calendar.
Right, it's going to be on the 4th of April
mm-hmm.
at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Amen. So we will have a wonderful Seder meal, and we will teach on the prophetic part of Passover and how Yeshua fulfilled it and how it's going to be used even in the last days.
That's right.
Even in the last days it will be used. So I'm going to give you the phone number if you'd like to RSVP. It's area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat that. Area code 772-285-7007. And I also want to mention that we have services here in Stuart, Florida. The name of the ministry is Spirit of Prophecy. And we have services on Friday night. We have Shabbat services on Friday night. And we have service, we have classes on Saturday. Today we have a video. And what's the video about today?
I got a couple videos I want to show. showing all these new moves that are trying to be brought into kind of subtly into the church, and people are accepting it, and it's contrary to what God wants us to know.
New moves, M-O-V-E-S.
Moves, yeah.
That are coming into the
like
church.
A purpose-driven like church, the emergent church. Chrislam, we could go on and on with the stuff that's trying to leak in or seep in to the body.
False doctrine,
that's right.
False teaching.
And we have to stand against that.
Things that just try to make you feel good,
right?
You know, not, instead of teaching the truth.
That's right.
We need to get back to the truth.
Amen.
And that's part of that, knowing our roots, you know,
amen.
And knowing the Bible and understanding what God is saying in the Bible. You know, God hasn't changed. He even tells us that in the Bible.
All the stuff
not.
We dream up is incredible.
God doesn't change.
That's right.
And then that's this afternoon at 4 p.m. And then I'll close the Shabbat out, and then we'll pray for a little while, and then we have Sunday.
Our meeting on Sunday.
Sunday morning service is our meeting with God, is at Worship God for the testimony of Jesus, or Yeshua, is the Spirit of Prophecy.
Thank
That's
you, Lord.
Where the Lord gave Pastor Gene the name for the church, Spirit of Prophecy.
Way back.
So I think that means it's an end time church, you know.
A ministry.
We're the last
That's
day
right.
of the church, and you know, and building the church is what the thing is. We need to build the people, build up the people. You know, we're not building church buildings per se, but we are the church wherever we go. We're like, I like that one when they had that church without walls. We are a church wherever we go. We need to realize that we are the church, and we have the Holy Ghost in us, and so we're to go out and do the ministry.
And also we want to know the truth, so we won't be tossed to and fro over all these things that are coming down. You know, in fact, the Bible even talks about that over there in Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, about the things that come down. That we don't want to be just to get into anything. You know, it sounds good sometimes, but we got to really look into it. And sometimes we'll find out there's a lot of snakes underneath the whole thing, you know.
And we don't deception. Want to teach error either.
No, we don't.
We want to teach the truth.
The truth and nothing but the truth.
And the Bible says, the King James Bible says, the truth will make you free. Make us free. So we want to be free, free indeed. Amen.
Whom
the Son sets free is free indeed. So that would be Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We meet with God. And so if you'd like to come to any of these meetings or services or teachings, we'd just love to have you. Just give us a call. You can call that number and we can give you directions. We're here in Stuart in the Monterey Plaza, Monterey Plaza, right next door to Save a Lot Food Store. And we are in the auditorium of the Realtors Association.
Amen.
Been there for 20-some years.
Yeah, 22 plus now.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been a blessing, and so that's where we're at. So come and join us sometime and have fellowship with us, and we get to meet you, and you get to meet us. And
we'll love on you. We'll love you to life, not love you to death, like they say all the time. We're going to love you to life. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. We'll say hello to our friends and neighbors out there that listen. Roscoe and Audrey over on Andros Island.
I'm hoping they're able to hear this today. Yeah.
Yes, hoping they'll be able to hear this today. And Daryl, and we miss you and taking care of your wife while she's here. And so we just say hello to all you out there. And also we want to say hello. I guess you want to say hello.
I got a good friend that I like to talk to every week. His name is Harley. He's a real good friend. He listens to the program every week. So I'm going to say hello to Harley again today.
Harley. Okay. You know, I guess if he listens every week, you better say hi to him. You know, he's a faithful listener, you know. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, and we're glad to be here with you. Donna's talking about some wonderful things, but even you think about the Passover, you know, when they came out of Egypt and all that, over in Exodus chapter 12, and, you know, there's a couple of chapters after that and all that. Well, think about it. Those are all patterns to show us about the Messiah that was going to come, and he fulfilled all of that. So we have so much in the first covenant we need to embrace, study it, put it in our heart, and realize that God has a purpose and a plan for our life, that we're not here by chance. And like Donna was talking about, we all came from someplace, and we all come from somehow, from the seed of Adam and Eve. And whether we're called Germans or French or Spanish or whatever, you got to go all the way back, and we'll find out that we originated with that from the very beginning. And so we just have to thank God that we're part of this world that he's put us in, and he's got a purpose for us. And his purpose, we know, first of all, is that we need to be born again. We have to accept Yeshua the Messiah into our life. and then we're turned completely around. We'll be born twice, basically. We're born when we were physically born, and then we'll have our spirit renewed and be born again to be in the kingdom of God. That's the most important thing. And so that's what we're on this program for, is to raise the standard so that you'll understand without God and Yeshua, you have no hope in this life, really, or the one to come. So have ears to hear what the Lord might speak to all of you today. If you've never asked Yeshua to come into your heart, well, you can do it real simply. You don't have to come to a church. You can do it in bed at night when you wake up. You can be doing it. You can do it while you're taking a shower, while you're sitting around reading the Bible, whatever. You can come to the Lord. So I got saved on the side of the road one day in the rain. So I wasn't in a church building. I was out on the road running like I used to do all the time, miles and miles. And so that's how I got brought to the place to realize that I need Jesus more than anything else. And so from that day on, my life was turned upside down. And so God wants you to know right now through His Son that He can turn you upside down and you'll never be the same again. I'll tell you that. If you walk with Him day by day, you'll have more fun than you ever had. You don't have to go to bars and drink and party and all the stuff that people think is funny and fun. But no, you can have an enjoyable walk with the Lord and know that you know who you belong to, and He's there to minister to you, and you can pray and talk to the God of this universe. And it's incredible just to realize what we have, all because of what Yeshua did when He came to the earth and died for all mankind. Well, anyway, if you haven't done that, take the opportunity to do it today. And if you did this today, give us a call. Let us know that you asked Jesus to come into your heart today. Well, we want to talk about some things. We got some things happened this past week that we really need to talk about a little bit. And my concern has been with Israel. And we know that Benjamin Netanyahu came over and spoke to Congress. And after he did, well, people mocked and made fun and all that about what he had to say. But he came to tell us the truth. And then there was a group in America which was asking and hoping that he would not get reelected. But he got reelected again. We prayed a lot that God would move him into that position again. He's the man that we need there right now. He knows what's going on. And so I just praise God for that. And so he's in that place. And so we even heard some things, you know, that there was groups in Washington were planning on having a party if he lost. Well, he didn't lose. Hallelujah. Okay.
Yeah.
And so, and then we have all this disrespect to this man, you know. It's incredible. Even our president didn't call him until Thursday, and this was on Tuesday when this election was in there. So what do we got? We got a lot of disrespect. I'm going to show you some things in the scripture here about some people way back that had disrespect for the things of God, and we'll see what happened to them, because they were weighing the balance and they were found out lacking, and God did something. And so we want to be real careful what we say about the prime minister and about Israel, because we're part of them. We should support them. Mm-hmm. And I bind, I come against anti-Semitism. I come against replacement theology, all the stuff that this is part of this emergent church stuff that's coming out in a lot of areas. We bind all that because we're part of Israel. How do they read Romans chapter 11 and say that God's done with Israel and something else is going to be done? No, it tells you right there it's going to be there. And so we need to support them in everything that we do. And so every time we pray in our prayer meeting, we pray every week for Israel, and especially for Benjamin Netanyahu, the president, or prime minister, I should say, of Israel. And so
we also pray for our president.
And we pray for our president as well, that their hearts will be changed.
In
our nation. There's just things need to be changed. So I was thinking about some things this week, and I'm going to take you over to the book of Daniel. If you're at home and you got a Bible, well, you can look it up with us. If you're out in the car, listen real good. And if you'd like to get a tape or a CD, like we mentioned, of what we're going to talk about, all we ask for is a love offering.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a check out to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. Mail it to Post Office Box 413. And that's in sunny Stuart, Florida. And the zip is 34995. And you, whatever God tells you to give, you give. And we'll be glad to mail it out to you. Okay?
Amen.
Now I'm going to challenge, I'm not going to read all this, but I'm going to challenge you to read chapter 4 in the book of Daniel. We know what happened in Nebuchadnezzar.
You know, before you read that, I want to read something here.
Okay.
In Zechariah 2.
Okay.
Chapter 2, verse 8.
Alrighty.
It says, "For thus saith the Lord of hosts, Lord of warfare, after the glory hath he sent me unto the nations which spoiled you, for he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eye."
Whoa. Very important, huh?
Very important.
And we're reminded what it says over in Genesis. What? Those that curse Israel will be cursed, and those that bless Israel will be what? Blessed. So if our country continues the path that we're on, we got some problems coming ahead. If we don't, we're going to see this, what happened back in history. And God remembers His people, and He's not going to allow anything to happen to them.
He calls it His holy land.
That's right, His holy land.
And chosen Jerusalem again.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
But we know over, if you read Daniel chapter 4, you can read it on your own. Nebuchadnezzar got lifted up and thought he was something special. And what happened? God sent him out in the wilderness, and he lived out there like an animal for 7 years. He had long claws, and he had hair like an eagle and all that. But he finally came and realized that, in fact, in chapter 4, verse 34 says this, "And at the end of the days, these 7 years, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation." Isn't it incredible? So he was like he was insane for these 7 years. But what I want to talk about, I want to go to chapter 5. And when we end chapter 4, this is talking about Nebuchadnezzar. Well, chapter 5, verse 1 then talks about Belshazzar. Well, Belshazzar was the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar. So there's some years went by, didn't they, Pastor Donna?
And he was a king.
And he was a king. So let's read part of this, and I want to show you something very important. As we look at this thing, we got time to do this. Belshazzar,
and
verse 1.
It says here he made a great feast, right, for thousands of his people,
his lords, and drank
and
wine.
And they drank wine before thousands.
Now look what happens here. Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his grandfather, Nebuchadnezzar, had taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, that the king and the princess,
his wives and his concubines,
might drink therein. So here they're making a mockery of God, aren't they? So we got that today. We got contempt in a lot of areas for Israel. We're making a mockery out of them. We're trying to tell them what to do, and they're an independent. In fact, we mentioned a while ago, they're the only democracy in the Middle East, and so we should be helping them. And they've always been an ally with us, so why would we want to turn against them? But we see things kind of shift in the wrong way. But look, let's look.
So they were using these holy
for a party.
Vessels. For a drunken party, and they didn't honor the things that God had. These are things that God had given directions for them to make.
That's
for
right.
For the temple.
And they stole
Jerusalem.
Them from the Jews, didn't they?
And they stole them from the Jews. They went into the tabernacle.
Desecrated it.
That's right. And stole all these things.
Mm-hmm. Now verse 4 says they drank wine and praised the gods of gold and silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. Mm. And then look at verse 5. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace, and the king saw the part of the hand that wrote.
Wow.
Didn't see everything but the hand.
That shows you God sees everything.
That's right.
Knows everything.
That's right. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another. They should, our people in our nation that are against Israel, they should be shaken, I'll tell you, because something's going to happen, I believe, this year.
His knees were banging together.
That's right. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. And the king spake and said to the wise men of Babylon, "Whosoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom." Then came in all the king's wise men and the astrologers and all that. They could not make known what the interpretation the king had. Then was Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were what? Astonished. It means they were surprised, right, and shocked.
Well, God wrote on that wall, and it wasn't like a vision. It was there. They could see it. Everyone could see it, and it remained there. It remained there. God was wrought. He was very upset. He was very angry.
So you'll see here, this is the first tongue and interpretation we have in the Bible that happened way back then. So then the queen, she reminded the Belshazzar that there was a man in the kingdom that was with a spirit of God and all, and he can tell interpretations of dreams and all that. So they brought Daniel in, okay? So I'm not going to read.
He was in jail at the time.
Yeah, that's right. Huh?
He was in.
Well, I don't know whether he was for sure or not, but they didn't like what he was doing. Remember, he wouldn't bow to the statue and all the things that the Nebuchadnezzar way back tried to do. And here's the grandson now trying to get him to do some things that he really didn't want to do. But the queen convinced the king to bring Daniel in because he'd interpreted the dreams that Nebuchadnezzar had before. Okay, now for time's sake, I'm going to go to in chapter 5 now. Mm-hmm. We're going to start reading in verse 17. We're going to read all this. Now listen to this. Then Daniel... the king asked him if he could interpret the dream. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, "Let the gifts be to thyself, and give thy rewards to another." So we never get a reward or get paid for speaking a prophetic word, do we? That's called what? Merchandising the anointing. So he says, I don't want anything for what I'm going to tell you. It's all about what God wants to know. Amen? So he said, I don't want any gift given to me whatsoever. I will read the writing unto the king and make known unto him the interpretation. Now, verse 18. O thou king, the most high God gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all the people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him, whom he kept alive, and whom he would set up, and whom he would put down. But when his heart was lifted up, and his mind hardened, chapter 4 will tell you all about that, in pride, he was disposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. So we got a lot of pride in America, don't we, Pastor Don? A lot of pride, especially against the Jewish people and all that.
And we're trying to tell them what to do.
That's right.
They better listen to God.
That's right.
Now, and look at the word of God.
That's right. This is a pattern. And verse 21, he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beasts. If you read chapter 4, and his dwelling was with the wild asses, they fed him with grass like oxen, mm-hmm. and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men. Hear this? And that he appointed over it whomsoever he will. So we got to be real careful what we're doing, because God can just raise people up and bring them down. And our country's in a bad place right now. Verse 22 now says, and thou, his son, Belshazzar, it means his grandson, is what, if you look at it in history, hast thou humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this. I shall read it again. And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, has not humbled thine heart, though thou knowest all this. So we can look back in history. We can see the things in the Bible when people came against Israel. What happened? Mm-hmm. Judgment came. We're going to see this right here.
I mean, he heard or he saw his grandfather being like a wild beast.
That's right.
Now, can that happen? Yes, that can happen. Because even the New Testament says that we can be turned over to a reprobate mind. Somebody who has a reprobate mind can be like a wild beast,
That's right.
And
do a lot of damage,
Know, and you've seen people that just have that happen, and they've been documentaries and all. I mean, they turn into a beast. Their fingernails get long like claws, and they are like animals, and they're filthy. They don't even think. They don't think right. Their mind has been
demon possessed.
They're demon possessed, and so he knew this had happened to his grandfather. Maybe he even saw him at this time, sometime like that,
or he knew about it. It says right here, he knew all of this,
but yet he continued to have a hard heart.
That's right.
His heart was hard.
That's right.
Hardened in pride. He was stiff-necked. The Bible says that many places through there that the people are stiff-necked. People can still be stiff-necked.
They sure can.
And not want to obey God's word. Mm-hmm. Not want to obey God's word. And look what it says, what I read earlier about the apple of God's eye. You touch that, and you try to get in the way of what God says.
Dangerous place.
That's right. You're walking in the enemy's camp, and you're doing what the devil has said, or you're doing what the enemy says, and you're going to be judged. People
that's
will
right.
be judged for these things.
That's right. And we even talk
the
about
nations will be judged.
We even talk about Matthew 25 over there, where it talks about mm-hmm. the judgment between the goat nations and the sheep nations. And the ones that are going to be the goat nations mm-hmm. are the ones that are not going to help Israel in their time of need. And I believe more than anything else mm-hmm. is talking about Jacob's trouble that's going to come. But let's read verse 22 again. And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this that happened to his grandfather.
That's
now listen to this. But hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, mm-hmm. and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee. They polluted all this, mocked her in a contempt. And thou and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines have drunk wine in them, and thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear not, nor know. And the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified? He didn't glorify him. Now let's look into this now. Let's the rest of this. Then was the part of the hand sent from him, and this writing was written. This was written on the wall. All they saw was a hand with a finger. This was God, okay? Somebody said, well, God couldn't do that. He wrote on the tablets of stone, didn't he, on Mount Sinai. When Moses went up there, he did it himself. Now listen to this. 25. And this is the writing that was written. It's many. Tekel Upharsin. And now he gets the interpretation. This is the first tongue in interpretation. No one could interpret. All the soothsayers, all the magicians, they couldn't do it. Now, verse 26. This is the interpretation of the thing, says Daniel. The word many, it means this. God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Hear this?
Mm-hmm.
Tekel now. He says, thou art weighed in the balances and art found what? Wanting or lacking. That's where our country's at right now.
Perez. I'd say guilty.
Yeah. Perez. Thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold about his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. Now, he had no clue what the real results of this was going to be, but look how fast this happened. Verse 30, in that night, the night that this was done, was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans of the Babylonians, when he was slain, and Darius the Mede, and took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. So that quick, that night, the kingdom fell. And we talked about that last week, how the Persians did that. We talked about Cyrus, who was an offspring of Ahasuerus, was a title. And it was really Darius the Mede and his wife Esther. And we talked about that last week. So the kingdom came down just that quick, in a moment of time. So this is where we're at today. We better be careful what we're doing.
Look how quickly, though, Belshazzar had a heart change.
That's
really
right. He did.
Because it was his command to clothe Daniel with scarlet and to put a chain of gold about his neck and make him a proclamation. See, proclamations were very important in those days, and they still are today.
So he might have thought, if I bless Daniel, then nothing's going to happen to my kingdom, maybe, you know. But the writing was there, and God wrote it on the wall, and it was fulfilled to the letter, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It seems as though God had some grace on him, even though, you know, a lot of times people, just before they die, grace comes upon them, and they ask Jesus to into their heart. Mm-hmm. So don't ever think it's too late for somebody to get saved, because people can get saved in their deathbed.
That's right.
You know, because God does not want people to go to hell, but he did put grace, I would say God put grace on him. And because he made this, he's the one who made this proclamation. So it was the last good thing he did in his life.
That's right.
Amen. And of course, then he dies. Well, sometimes it's a good thing for somebody to die after they do a good thing, because sometimes they turn around and they do a bad thing, just like Pharaoh did. You know, he let the people go, and then he goes chasing after them, right?
That's right.
Because, you know, it doesn't take much for a man's mind to change, go from good to evil again, especially when they have this controlling principality and spirit.
The demonic realm,
right? But many times God breaks through and brings a certain amount of grace to somebody that they would repent. And then they die. So maybe it's a good thing that people die right after that, because you never know, they could turn back
the other way. That's right.
And, you know, then there would be no hope. You know, God gives us a chance. He gives us chance after chance, but there comes to a time when there's no more chances.
God's mercy, right?
God's mercy.
But you see, right after this, now when this all happened, then chapter 6 tells you that Darius the Mede, you know, he had 120 princes in his provinces, like, you know,
like in Esther's day?
Because this was, you know, remember, Ahasuerus was a title of Darius. Mm-hmm. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, so he put him number one, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents, listen to this, and the princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Isn't that incredible? So he got blessed, okay?
He had an excellent spirit.
So Daniel was alive. He lived to be quite an old man, it shows from history. He lived during part of the Babylonian Empire, and he was also in the Persian Empire. So he got to see all this, okay? So this is incredible when we think about it. So this was a warning that was given. And, you know, Nebuchadnezzar, you know, Belshazzar's grandfather was warned about all this, but didn't listen. So he had the pride come. And so what happened? He got restored to that place again. But then his grandson had that same wicked spirit that was with him, with his grandfather, came upon him. And then he wanted to do the same thing. As we read in verse 22, it says, and thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this. So he knew what went on, and he still had pride. Well, we got major pride and arrogance in America today about a lot of things, but especially in the political arena. We have a bunch of people in Washington that I call them, they're professional politicians. That's all they are. They don't go out into the land, into the country, go into the cities and hamlets and little towns in the country to find out what people think and what they understand and all that. And they should, but they don't. They're sitting up there in their ivory castle, you know, just like Belshazzar was and Nebuchadnezzar. Well, Daniel related with the people. And so these people that we have in Washington, we need to pray to get the right people in there that will be concerned about our land as a whole and to get it in the right place. We're supposed to be a theocracy. Really, it was established with God in charge, and we were looking to Him and everything. Well, we know the republic came from that. Well, now we went from a republic to a democracy. But God wanted this to be what? A republic, which was with everybody looking to God. And so if we drift from that, which we have, things are going to get worse. And so judgment finally came. One day, God had enough, hadn't He, Pastor Donna?
That's right. Well, look how, you know, people have come against Benjamin. They didn't want him to become a
prime minister
again, and spoke evil of him. Even people, they're saying it's on the news. I saw not. They're saying that people from this country went over there to try to help
the other party.
To win instead of Benjamin.
Instead of the Likud party.
Yeah. Right. So here we have, and see, men are bent on evil. It's continually. It's always that way. And it even tells you about that in chapter 6, because, you know, Darius had put Daniel, and he was the first in charge over these others, he says here.
He was first.
Daniel was first, of whom Daniel was the first of the presidents. What about these other presidents, or these other men, people in authority, princes and presidents in authority? Their thought again was to come against Daniel.
Probably so, right?
And it says so in chapter 6.
Sure.
And it talks, so you can see how quickly people's minds change, because Darius set a certain people over a number of people, 120, it says, princesses.
Yeah.
And so, which Daniel was the first, but they came against Daniel, and they were looking for a reason to. They wanted to set up a decree where, you know, they didn't want to worship the one true God. Well, Daniel was Daniel's talked to them about, you know, he knew who the one true God was. He's the one who gave this interpretation of the one true God. But they were looking for a reason to find fault, to throw him into the lion's den.
That's right.
So here we have, what do they want to throw Benjamin? Into the lion's den.
That's right.
And so things haven't really changed, have they?
Nope.
So the enemy always comes against a godly person who God has set up in charge. Just because God has set up a godly person in charge doesn't mean that the enemy isn't going to try to take him out.
Sure.
Try to take him down. And so here we can see, we can expect this even through life, and even now we can see the relationship of this, how it's the same today as it was back then.
That's right.
Things really haven't changed that much.
Nope.
So people are always coming, and there's people are always going to be coming against Israel and against the Jewish people and against our ancestors. So if we think about them as our ancestors, they are, because we are connected spiritually. We are spiritual Jews. Would you not say that? Spiritual Jews. And many of us may really have some Jewish blood in us, and we may not know, because our ancestors came from Europe, and the people that were in Europe came from many from Israel, because they were dispersed.
All over the world, that's right.
Jesus said that would happen. So they were dispersed all over in every single nation. But yet many of them changed their name. Then they wanted to come to a free country. So many of our ancestors, we probably don't even know, you know, how far can we go back. But we know that they came from Europe and different places over in, you know, Germany, wherever it might be. But those people, where did they come from? You know, Bree taught on this a little bit when she was here. And I thought it was pretty interesting, because we can go back and see, you know, we do have many of us that have, we have somewhere in our bloodline, we probably have come from that area.
Amen. Somehow.
And so somehow.
Back to Adam and Eve.
All back to Adam and Eve. So they are our family. We are family of God. So if we're family of God, we're connected to what God, to the Jewish people. We're connected to Israel.
That's right.
I mean, that's where Jesus is going to come back. He's not going to come back and set up his throne here in the United States of America. No, he's going to set up his throne in Jerusalem. The Bible clearly makes that clear. And so people, if they want to knock Jerusalem off the map, well, some map makers have already removed Jerusalem off the map.
Or Israel,
literally,
yeah.
Israel.
Yeah.
Israel.
That's right.
Off the map, and they don't even have, they call it another Palestine or whatever. So they have completely eliminated it, or that's their thought. So, but we got to know that God is not going to do that. He's still going to write on the wall. And what he has already written on the wall in the Word of God is going to come to pass. Whatever God says is going to come to pass. And so, you know, we better know that Jesus is going to be, we may see it. Who knows? Maybe we'll see, but because of television and everything else. But you know, we can see all the things that are happening now.
Amen.
And we can see it in an instant, you know, of things that have that are happening around the world. So who knows? You know, people are still trying to destroy that, but we better stand with Israel.
That's right.
And the nations that it talks about, the Bible talks about the nations. The nations that come against Israel
will be judged greatly.
Going to be judged greatly.
That's right.
And so what's happening in America? Well, a lot of the church, you're talking, I'm going to show this CD, this DVD today, and there's many people in the church that believe that
we have replaced Israel.
We have replaced Israel.
God's called, done with Israel.
Called replacement
theology. That's
that
right.
God has, we've been, that we, because now we're the church,
yeah,
that we have replaced Israel, the Jew. See, that's a lie.
But we have to remember the word church in the Greek, in the New Testament, is the word ekklesia. It means a called out group. So we're a called out group. And God said in Ephesians chapter 2, His purpose is to have the one new man, Jew and Gentile, in Messiah. So we better never turn away from them. And we got people talking how bad about Israel and wanting these things to happen and these things to be done with them and all that, and try to control what's going on. God's in control over there with those people. Thank God we got a man there that's going to listen. And so we better be really careful, our leadership, especially in America, we better be real careful what we say about Israel. You know, I see when Benjamin comes over here and the president shakes his hand and he turns right around. It's hypocrisy. You know, he's walking in two different realms at the same time. He can't do that. And so he gets disrespect to this prime minister that's been an ally. This country's been an ally with us, Israel, for years and years. And, you know, we need to have that respect for one another. But they're not doing that, you know. Like, he wouldn't even sit in on the meeting when Benjamin came and spoke to Congress. He got on the phone, talked to some people in Europe and all that, instead of coming and seeing what Benjamin had to say, you know. This is what I call pride and arrogance. And this is exactly what happened to Belshazzar in that kingdom, okay. And we got an example from his grandfather. Nebuchadnezzar was like that. Look what happened to him. But he finally came to his senses and swung back around. And look what happened. God did something good with him. So I don't know. Maybe we'll see Nebuchadnezzar on the marriage supper of the Lamb someday in the future, because it looks like he realized that God of Israel was a true God, you know. And so we have all this. And nothing's being done in the Middle East to stop this incredible takeover by ISIS and all the things that's going on. And we've got all these cover-ups. We got all these things that's not being revealed to the public, you know, in America and all that. So we have to continue to pray. But we better. I keep praying those people up there in Washington, not a single one of them will lay any kind of a bad term or any kind of a thought upon Israel that's contrary to the Word of God. You know, going over there and even trying to get a divided state with the Palestinians and Israel. That land belongs to God. God gave that land to the Jewish people. And the territory they have right now, if you're listening, is that's not all they're going to get. There's going to be a lot more. You know, look at the maps. There's going to be a lot more. It's going to be given to all the 12 tribes. When the kingdom comes, they're going to have all that and much more. And so we better fall in line with what God has to say and honor them. We need to honor them. You know, I said up front, if you curse Israel, you're going to get cursed. And our country is in a bad place right now when we talk about Israel. But thank God we got some politicians up there, don't we, Pastor Donna? Mm-hmm. They love Israel. They want to be a part of them. They want to defend Israel and all that. And we need to have more that come in that place. And so we give you praise. And so, hallelujah. So we have this great pattern, what happened here. And I was looking over here in chapter 6 a little bit further about what happened with, you know, that, as Donna mentioned a moment ago, you know, when Daniel was put in place as number one, well, then all these other princes and kings and presidents got upset, didn't they? Mm-hmm. And so then we see this thing where he was challenged about not to bow into that statue and all that. Well, he wound up being put in the lion's den, but God protected him in there. And I like chapter 6, verse 20, it says this. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian, which was Darius' son. Isn't that incredible? So he was rewarded. Amen? And so in verse 24 in this chapter says, and the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel. Yeah? We got a lot of people accusing Israel of doing things, okay? And they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, their wives, and the lions had the mastery of them and broke all their bones in pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the den. So Daniel got saved by God. The lions didn't touch him.
That's right. It says in verse 22.
That's right.
My God has sent his angel.
Hallelujah.
And has shut the lion's
mouths. Glory be to God.
Still sends angels and shuts the enemy's mouth, the lion's mouth, from devouring God's people.
So Amen. We thank God for Benjamin. He's going to stand up for the truth. He knows a lot of the word. We know that. and he's not going to allow anything happen to the to the people of Israel, because his responsibility is to protect them against terrorism and anything else. And I thank the Lord for Benjamin that he's going to do the right things, and we give you praise. And he's not going to let somebody in another country like the United States manipulate him and do all the things. Years ago, when Prime Minister Sharon was in power, he was manipulated by our government and all to have to give up the Gaza Strip and pull all the Jewish people out of there. Well, look what happened. As soon as that was done, he went into a coma, and they kept him alive for almost 8 years, and he finally passed away. But look at the havoc and all that brought. And it's revealed in the Bible what's going to happen in the Gaza Strip. It's right in the Bible if they go read. And so what happened? There was a judgment that came because of what they were trying to do to come against God's people, the Jewish people. And so I thank God.
Well, you know, I'm talking about today, same today as it was back then. Well, when this, when they had Darius, they had the king sign this petition, you know, about them not supposed to be praying, you know. Well, you know, Daniel wasn't afraid. He found out about it, and he went right up to his room, right up to his house, and he opened his window
and prayed towards
Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
Where all could see him. So I think this is, the Lord is telling us, we need to pray. We need to go out into the open and pray, even be unified as the body of Christ and pray the perfect prayer that would that the Bible tells us to pray. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
That's right.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Yeah. And, you know, so this petition, it's almost like somebody trying to write a petition today saying, well, what's going to happen in Israel? What's going to happen to the land? Where are the measurements going to be? Where are they going to hang the plumb line? And what they're going to divide where? And so this is what we're trying to do now. We're making a petition. And somebody takes their pen and signs it.
Yeah.
You've heard that many times on TV. Mm-hmm. Takes their pen and signs it and says, well, you know, whatever this is signed, that's how it's going to be. Well, you know, God has the final word, not any president of any country.
That's right.
Or any presence that will come together. Because there were people that came together, leaders that came together of these 120 princesses that came together that wanted to get rid of Daniel.
That's right.
Daniel was number one. They wanted to get rid of Daniel.
You got it.
And so, you know, right now, Benjamin, now who he's number one, and he's the one that God has given the anointing and put in that place, we need to pray for him and for his family
and
for their
yes.
protection.
Yes.
And draw the bloodline around him and his family, because God is using this man he's the man of the hour.
Amen.
He's the man of the hour. Well, wouldn't it be awesome to have a president that was like him? Somebody
a hawk.
Follow
yeah.
after the yeah. Lord. Yes, an yeah. eagle. An eagle. I'd say an eagle. So, you know, but Daniel wasn't afraid. See, many Christians, they say, well, if I do this, then something's going to happen to me. Something's going to happen to my family. If I follow after what the Word says, you know, I'm going to lose. Something's going to happen.
I'll
be persecuted. Well, you know, the Bible says that we will be persecuted and we will suffer loss. And it doesn't just because, you know, Jesus suffered more than any. Jesus suffered. And he said, if you believe in me, I'm going to paraphrase this, that we will suffer.
That's right.
We will suffer. But if we stand for what is right and righteousness and according to God's word, we will, in the end, we will be blessed.
That's right. I'm going to go back to Daniel 5 and just think we got two things that we got a situation in our country we need to look at. We have two things. First of all, we've turned away from God, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? And they're trying to pull God out of every fabric of our country, okay? And the other thing is we're meddling and not supporting Israel. Those are two big strikes against us. And so we're in the same place, what it says right over here. What was told as Daniel interpreted this finger that wrote on the wall. He said, this is the interpretation about the word many. God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Let's pray that America will turn around. Our kingdom won't be finished. This is a
won't
kingdom
be numbered.
That's right. And then Tico said, thou art weighed in the balances and are found what? Wanting or lacking because of the things. We're turning from God and we're turning against Israel. Two big mistakes today in our country that needs to be reversed and turned around. And the president and his cabinet, all he needs to let them know that he supports Israel. He cares about them. And he wants them to be blessed and accomplish what God wants them to do and quit meddling in their affairs and let God take care of it. And if we don't, we're going to have this writing.
See, Darius did what men wanted.
That's right.
Darius didn't continually follow God because Darius knew what happened in what you just read.
That's right.
He knew what happened to when this writing was
on Belshazzar's day.
Right. But Darius also knew, even though he had followed these men and he had signed this paper and made this declaration, he also said to Daniel, he says, "Thy God, whom thou servest continually."
That's right. Not once in a while. All the time.
He said, "He will deliver thee." Hallelujah. "He will deliver you." So we have to realize that too. That do we serve God continually? Mm-hmm. See, are we a servant? "Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver you." He will deliver us. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And so they went ahead and put him in that den. But
God delivered him.
Declared,
that's
it
right.
Happened. God delivered him, and God shut the... Can you imagine? God, I mean, shut the lion's mouth, and you know, here's Daniel sitting down there with this...
He might have been petting the lions.
These big lions petting these lions, and you know, hugging them and laying his head on their... on their, you know, on their face, and just looking in that lion's eyes, and he says, hey buddy, you're my friend.
Guys got thrown in. They were grabbed before they even hit the bottom of the den. It's incredible.
They were devoured.
That's right. They were totally devoured. Wow. But it's incredible when we think about it. So anyway, our country, we need to keep praying for America. Pray for these things to be reversed and turned around. And so, and keep praying for the nation of Israel, because there's going to be something. Hey, Jacob's troubles are down the road here, not too far away. Things are going to happen. And so we better make sure that we're a sheep nation, not a goat nation. It says in Matthew 25 to help them in their time of need. Amen. I think I'm reminded about, you know, all the wars they had over there. They had, you know, from the time they became a nation there in May of 1948, and in the Six-Day War in 67. All these wars, and God was on their side every time, and they won. And so,
see, but God proved Himself.
That's right.
And He also proved it to the people, because even though this looked like a bad thing, sometimes things look bad, but God has it. He's got a way
to turn
it around.
He sure does.
The good, because Darius then wrote another decree, right?
Decree.
And I'm going to just read it right here. He says, "I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel.
That's
for
right.
He is the living God." See, they were worshiping dead gods, right? Are we running out of time?
We got about 2 minutes.
"And steadfast forever, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end." And that's we can say that for today also. Amen.
We sure can.
Well, this is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton. We're just blessed to be on this radio program every Saturday, Lord willing. We're also on the internet, so you can go back and listen to this teaching again, or you can listen to other teachings we have. Just go to WCNO.com. And you can go listen to the podcast. Go to Saturday and look for Pastor Gene Hilton at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And we have many teachings on there that you can see. We are blessed to be here. We have services here in Stuart, Florida. I also want to mention that you need to call to RSVP if you'd like to come to the Passover, which is going to be April the 4th. When the same time the blood moon is going to be. So that's when you need to RSVP for that. It's going to be 5 in the afternoon. We also have services every Friday night, Shabbat services. That's another thing that God has spoken, not to forget the Sabbath.
That's right.
Not legalistically, but honoring the Sabbath.
Our day of rest.
It's for us. Amen. It's made for us. So we also have services on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And this afternoon we will be showing a video at 4 o'clock. If you'd like to come, I'm going to give the telephone number. It's area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007.
So we thank you for this program, Lord. We hope everyone had ears to hear what the Spirit of God was saying to them. We must defend Israel.
Amen.
We've got to pray that God somehow will be the most important thing in our country. Our everything will be based on that. So as we close this program every week, we try to look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. What do we say, Pastor Dan?
Shabbat Shalom, Sabbath peace and rest.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives. And remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of prophecy.